Siddur Snippet Siddur is generally sponsored by the Mueller family, in memory of Joyce's father, Rabbi Sigur Lazer Ruvain ben Yitzchak HaLevi. We're learning about Kedusha. We last left off this pasuk of Kadosh, 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 that describes the angels, the malachim, talking to one another, v'kara zel zeh, collaboratively cooperating, deferring, respecting, in honoring Hashem, and describing the levels of Kedusha, the worlds and the realms in which He is separate and apart, different and differentiated from us. We left off, Malocha L'Aretz Kvodo, that He fills the entire globe, the earth, the world, with His Kavod. We shared several interpretations of what that might mean. His Kavod could mean His providence, His Kavod could mean our accountability, His supervision, or His Kavod could mean our access, His revelation, our ability, Malah Aretz Kinyanecha, to make a kinyan on a relationship with Him. His Kavod could mean He's there to support us. The question is, what's the difference between these words, Malocha L'Aretz Kvodo, that He fills the whole world with His Kavod, and the very next sentence in Kedusha? The angels then continue, L'umasam Baruch Yomeru. L'umasam means those opposite, Baruch Yomeru. First, V'kara Zel Zeh, they turn to one another. First angel to say, Kadosh. L'umasam, opposite them, Baruch Yomeru and Baruch Kvod Hashem. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation I saw, the Ha'aretz HaTfilah says, L'umasam means, L'umas Matzav Atzmam. Kefi Matzavam Yomru Baruch. According to their matzav, is the quality of the baruch they say. But the next sentence is, baruch kvod Hashem imkomo. So what's the difference in malocha l'aretz kvodo, that God fills the whole world with His honor, with His glory, with His kavod, and baruch kvod Hashem imkomo, blessed is the kavod of Hashem, mimkomo, from His place. A lot of overlapping language in these two psukim from two different svarim. Malocha l'aretz kvodo comes from Yeshaya, Baruch Kvod Hashem Imkomo comes from a bunch of Tanakh buffs, I see. Comes from Yechezkel. So what's the difference between the two? So our own Reb Chaim, thank you for sharing this with me. Rabbi Soloveitchik suggested the following. There is a tension, there's a duality, or there's two relationships, connections we have with Hashem that seem in some ways to be directly opposed, and yet they're a dialectic, they're both true at the same time. Malocha l'aretz kvodo, in the language of the Rav, is divine immanence, accessibility, that Hashem is encounterable in the world. If we look for Him, we find Him, we feel Him, we can connect with Him. That holiness, Kedusha, is not confined to heaven, it's not distant, it's not far off, but it's here. He is a dira b'tachtonim. The Almighty, the Ribbono Shel Olam, can be found with us and among us. And we can see Hashem through the unfolding of history, we see Hashem through nature, and of course, most prominently, dominantly, we see Hashem through His diary, through the Torah HaKadosh, the Torah Chaim, that the world is not empty of spirituality. The world is filled with divine meaning and with the divine itself. Malocha l'aretz kvodo, divine immanence, is the Hashem of closeness, the one who walks through the world with us, the dira b'tachtonim, the shechina, the shachin, the neighbor. Baruch kvod Hashem imkomo, in the language of the Rav, is not divine immanence, but divine transcendence. It's the Hashem whose place is beyond human comprehension. We can't see Him, we can't find Him, we can't understand Him, we can't know Him. Hashem is hidden, He's distant, He is the utterly other, that our intellect can't grasp Him. And that in fact, He needs revelation, He needs to be mitzamtem Himself, because otherwise He's utterly inaccessible and incomprehensible, and we're unable to connect with Him as the Ribbono Shel Olam, the God of mystery. So the Rav saw these two psukim, Yeshaya and Yechezkel, Malocha l'aretz kvodo, imminence, availability, revelation, accessible. And Baruch Kvod Hashem imkomo the heavens, is the Ribbono Shel Olam of transcendence, inaccessible and far off and far away. Malocha l'aretz kvodo is the Hashem who reaches towards us. And Baruch Kvod Hashem imkomo is that sense of that awe and that reverence and that distance and that difference. One is an intimate connection, a close connection, and the other is to recoil and withdraw and realize that separation. You see this distinction or this tension, not only here between these two psukim and Kedusha, really in almost every bracha. In every bracha we say, we begin Baruch Atah Hashem, we start out talking to Hashem directly, Atah, blessed are You. And as if all of a sudden we realize, whoa, who am I to say You? To Hashem. My Rebbe, I talk about in the third person, but Hashem, I say You? that level of intimacy, of closeness, of connection, of being casual and being comfortable, atah, and all of a sudden we recoil, melech Elokeinu, melech ha'olam. We remember the context, the perspective, where he is. In the more Kabbalistic language, the Rav said, there's the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mamala Kol Olmim, who fills all worlds, and there's the Ribbono Shel Olam, the other aspect of the same Ribbono Shel Olam, who Sovev Kol Olmim, who surrounds all worlds, who fills all worlds, immanence. Who surrounds all worlds is transcendence. So in these two psukim of Kedusha, back to back, well, in some ways they seem to overlap or have similar language, they're in fact diametrically opposed, they're a dialectic. They're two different aspects of that relationship. And to be a Yid, to be a Jew, is to feel both. To feel casual, close, connected, Avinu Shel Hashamayim on the one hand, but similarly, at the same time, he's Melech, he's the Adon. He is somebody that we recoil with awe and with reverence and with fear. He's right there and he's far away, and we go through both of them in Kedusha. We'll pick up next time with Mimkoma, this name of Hashem, Makom. HaMakom Yenachem Eschem, we say in a Shiva call. And Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem Mimkomo. So what does it mean that one of the names of Hashem is place? What does it tell us about Hashem and our relationship with Him? Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up with next time.